Hi, I'm Carl Ackerman, and you're listening to Speaking of History.
The Eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to the Speaking of History podcast, which focuses on education, technology, and history. Well, this is a landmark show for us. This is episode number 50, and we're recording this on December 5th, 2006, fresh back from Washington, D.C., and the NCSS National Convention, which took place towards the end of last week, and I was lucky enough to attend that. We will have several podcasts with features from the National Convention. Did some podcasts with people on the exhibit floor. Hopefully we'll be able to podcast some of the sessions. Still need to work out some of the permissions there. Also did a podcast interview with some people at Ford's Theater. So I hope to have that in the near future. But tonight we're going to focus on something that happened on the exhibit floor as I was walking around looking for some things that I think would really interest history teachers. I came across the National Constitution Center booth and talked to Carl Ackerman. Carl Ackerman is a teacher at the new Constitution High School, which is in Philadelphia, and he talked a little bit about some of the opportunities for teachers if they would like to take students to the National Constitution Center, but then also about some possibilities for teacher workshops this summer, which we'll have some more information on. If you check out the show note links, there'll be some more information. So without any further ado, here is an interview with Carl Ackerman representing the National Constitution Center at the NCSS National Convention in Washington, D.C.
All right, I'm here at NCSS with Carl Ackerman, and he's a teacher at the new Constitution High School in Philadelphia. He's going to talk a little bit about what you can do at the Constitution Center.
Okay. Well, the National Constitution Center, it provides an awesome opportunity for teachers to bring their kids to Philadelphia and really understand all the different aspects of the Constitution, not just how it sets up our three branches of government, but how it affects us in our daily lives. I've taken my students to the National Constitution Center on two different occasions, and both times I found it to be a great experience. From the teacher's aspect, it's wonderful because the National Constitution Center provides you with lesson plans before you go, so students know what to expect. And then from the student's perspective, it's really cool because it's a very interactive exhibit. So the students can take on the role of saying the oath of office for being sworn in as a president. They can serve on the Supreme Court, and they can also work with a lot of different computer activities. So it's a really cool place, and I suggest if anybody has a chance to come to Philadelphia, you got to check out the National Constitution Center.
Awesome. Now, you were describing opportunities for teachers this summer.
Right.
Could you describe a little bit about those?
Sure. The National Constitution Center has a huge education department, and one of the things they do is they host different teacher institutes. This summer, they're hosting a teacher's institute for the National Endowment of the Humanities Landmark of American History workshops, and this one is A Revolution in Government, Philadelphia, America, Independence, and the Constitution. And basically, the teachers spend a week in Philadelphia. They study at the National Constitution Center, where great professors from the University of Pennsylvania, Temple University, will lecture about the history of Philadelphia, and then they actually go and visit the sites. So wow. Teachers learn a lot about the Constitution and how it was designed and created, and all about the founding era in Philadelphia during that time period. The other opportunity is by the Annenberg Summer Teacher Institute. This is about how the Constitution has changed over time, particularly. Annenberg is a wonderful organization. They sponsor a school of communications at the University of Pennsylvania, and they're really involved with developing civics and education. And both programs offer a stipend. The National Endowment for the Humanities stipend is $500, and the Annenberg stipend is $1,000. So it's teachers really get a good reward for participating in these programs.
Great. And we'll put a link on the website and the show notes, but it's www.constitutioncenter.org/summer for more information. Now, you teach at the new Constitution High School in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So Can you tell us what's different about teaching at that high school compared to other high schools?
Yeah, the Constitution High School, first of all, has partnerships with organizations outside of the school district of Philadelphia. So the National Constitution Center is a major sponsor of our high school. Every student who is in our school gets their own visitor's pass that they can use whenever they want to go to the National Constitution Center. They also host a lot of events just for our students, and the kids are well acquainted with the museum, and it's really, the National Constitution Center is a museum to offer an opportunity for people to come together, communities to come together to talk about issues. So they host speakers. Tomorrow, John McCain will be speaking at the National Constitution Center. Many of these engagements cost like $10 to $12 for people to attend, but our students get to go for free. So it's really cool that this, we have a museum that's supporting everything we do in the classroom. And the Constitution High School is really focused on helping students understand knowledge of history, developing their knowledge of history, creating deliberation skills so students know how to talk about controversial issues in a meaningful way, and to help develop active citizenship. So within those three tenets for our high school, students really are focused on taking classes in history. So our first, every freshman so far, we've only been open a year, but the first class we offered to the freshmen is the Constitution course, and they have to really study the Constitution and become experts. And our first freshman class has even written a Constitution just for our school, which is pretty cool. We're still tweaking it. It's been ratified, but we need, we're going through the election process right now so that students will actually serve on the student government. But it's a school completely focused on history and civic participation. So it's a really neat opportunity.
Well, it's amazing because, you know, people talk about the diminishing of social studies and about how in a lot of places around the United States, social studies is kind of being almost kind of like edged out because of the major standards movement and the accountability movement, and mostly with math and science and things. So what, if you're a student in Philadelphia, what do you have to do to be accepted at your high school?
Well, actually, there's not really too much you have to do. Most of the students, they had to write an essay about what it means to be a citizen, and they had to have pretty decent grades, nothing below a C, and pretty good attendance throughout their middle school years. Then, basically, we take any names of kids who are in the school district and want to go to the school, and then the school district does a lottery. Well, they'll pull the names out randomly, and we have 96 freshmen this year. We hope to have 120 next year. So it's 120 lucky kids to go to our high school.
So it's not private. It is public, but you have to apply and be accepted through the lottery and stuff like that.
Right. And it's not a magnet status school, but it is. We are focused on college-bound students. We want all of our students to graduate and go on to college. But we are open to almost all the kids in the school district who want to come.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you.
Well, there you have the interview with Carl. Do go and check the show notes out. I really encourage you to do that. There are actually two opportunities for teachers to attend activities at the National Constitutional Center this summer. One is the Revolution in Government, Philadelphia, American Independence and the Constitution, and that is by the NEH. And the deadline for that is March 15th, 2007, and it takes place on two different occasions. The first one is July 9th through July 13th of 2007, and then they have a second session between July 23rd and July 27th of 2007, and teachers receive a $500 stipend plus travel expenses, so go ahead and check that out. They do have a link there for an information application letter, and then also just some general information about that activity. And then the Annenberg Summer Teacher Institute is also taking place in Philadelphia at the Constitutional Center. And the deadline for that is also March 15th. And the session dates for that are July 16th through July 20th of 2007. And then the second session is July 30th through August 3rd of 2007. And that includes a $1,000 stipend. So if you have time this summer, go ahead and check that out. I definitely think I'm going to apply for one of those and hope to attend in Philadelphia. And it sounds like a great experience and a great place to visit either by yourself or with your students. And also, I was very impressed with the Constitution Center website. If you go to their website, they have quite a few links for educators and teachers. They've got a lot of interactive things, some timelines, lesson plans, quite a few things for students to kind of play around with. Very well done, very well laid out, and very appealing. So go ahead and check out the website, and then check out those summer opportunities. Well, that's going to do it for podcast number 50. Stay tuned. We will try and get some more podcasts from different things that happened in Washington last week at the National Convention. Kind of in the middle of a bunch of projects right now, so I'll try and edit them as soon as I can. So stay tuned to Speaking of History for some more information from last week's National Convention in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.